The Old Meal. It wasn't old then, but we know that from 1619 this old meal on the banks of the Bon Soc Brook belonged to the Lamocs, the lords of Gros Failly. In the mid-19th century, it became the property of the Gustin family. Joseph was the last miller up until his death in 1967. It was a peaceful life. I looked after the animals. Yvonne, one of Joseph's three daughters, recalls. The cows, the horse. I loved the animals. Then we'd go and give Dad a hand in the mill too. I wish we were back in those times. Dad loved his mill. He used to say that after him there'd be no one. Ideally situated in the middle of the forest, the mill would become a hideout for the resistance in the Second World War. There were Mackie who hid in the woods. I made the bread and they came and got it every morning. Jean, Joseph's oldest son, recruited and trained several teams of resistance fighters spread out around the region who took part in many acts of sabotage. At the same time, Joseph and his wife Elise took in a young Jewish girl, Esther, 5 years old, who was rechristened Yeti for her own safety. She was a little girl who we had adopted in order to ensure she was fed. We kept it quiet. Her parents were in Fresnes, and her brother was at Monceau at my sister's. Yeti was at ours. She was lovely. A nice-looking little girl, like a sister to us. We loved her. She still calls us. She called on Sunday. She said to me, "How are you? Ça va que t'es dit?" Like we say in Gros Failly. She still speaks good patois. They're good memories. Despite the bad times and painful events, like the roundup of May 44, when Brother John was picked up, we kept tight-lipped. He was picked up with the burgomaster and others. They came by here. When they came past the mill, they asked him, "Do you know this building?" "No, I know nothing about it." He was lucky that he managed not to tell them anything. And lucky to get away after 40 days of torture in prison, Jean was freed thanks to a German traitor and a false identity card made by his friend Marcel Bourguignon, the burgomaster, who would die after being deported. A commemorative plaque on the mill recalls his participation in the combat of the shadowy armies. As for Yvonne, she went to Brussels in 2013, where she received the Righteous Among the Nations medal from Shimon Peres himself, awarded posthumously to her parents. A nice memory. The man from Israel who gave me the medal was 90 years old. It was good. We were all seated at table together. Everyone was very friendly. It was good. Really nice. We didn't do what we did, be given a medal. We did it to help out. Joseph and Elise Gustin are grateful Jewish people. Whoever saves a life saves the whole universe. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.